Exactly.
Oh, no.
Espy, you just jumped out a window.
Just jump out the window. Oh, God. Oh, man. No, that's
Bonkai. Senbon Sakura. Kageyoshi.
Welcome anime fans to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening, hope you enjoy, let's start the show. Hey guys, also just to say, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you've been listening to mine and Solo's cheesy jokes, more so Solo. Nah, probably me. But if you know the show, then you know it's probably me. But if you've been listening to our cheesy jokes and you love the show, we're giving you the chance to be rewarded for that by telling a friend, you know? So it's a referral program. It's basically, if you tell one friend, you get a shout out on the show. If you refer three friends, you get a video message from me, Ed. If you refer 10 friends, you get an exclusive solo special stories, triple S rated.
Made you as the main character.
Exactly. We've made with you in it. With your name and everything, Solo will give you that special treatment, as it were. That sounds so weird.
That sounds so wrong. Oh my gosh. You're keeping this in there.
So I know wrong. I am. And then if you refer 20 friends, you get a $50 cash prize. So that's, if you want to win that, the link will be in the show notes, but essentially refer.fm/superanimepodcast. As you know, super is three U's. refer.refer.fm/superanimepodcast. And you will see the link there. Send the link to any of your friends, and basically, as and when you build up your tally of friends that you recommend, you then be eligible for those awards. So, like I said, refer one friend, get a shout out, three friends, get a video message from me, 10 friends, you exclusively in a solo special story, and then 20 friends, a $50 cash prize. Thanks very much and happy sharing. Welcome back to another episode.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to do something.
I don't even know what the hell you said.
I was trying to do a deadliest kind of guy.
What the hell was that?
I was trying to do some kind of, you know, so today, guys, we're talking about Illuminati by nature. The deadliest organizations out there, anime organizations. I don't know, I was trying to do like some evil villains kind of voice, but you know,
so you're gonna make yourself cough. That's what you're saying.
it's like that's not my voice. But yeah, guys, we are talking about Illuminati by nature. You know those groups, the groups where that strike terror in your hearts. You know, Solo, if you were basically, and there was an anime. Oh, and actually, I say that if this is your first episode, apologies. My name is Ed. I'm the host, and I'm joined by my special guest / co-host, Solo. And basically, I was going to say, you know, Solo, if there was an anime organization that I told you that was coming after you, who would you be like, Ed, they're coming for me, I need to hide, you know, pack a bag, let me go to like Cuba or Guadalajara or something like that.
Go to Mexico.
Somewhere I can like hide and stuff like that. And you know, it's a bad organization, you know, they see you're dead. That's it. You know, what name strikes fear into you, Solo, as relates to an evil organization, a deadly organization?
It's Team Rocket.
I knew you were going to say that.
Nah, it was too easy.
I knew you were going to say that.
It was too easy. I had to. No, I think, you know, I think when I was thinking about this, it's very easy to go for things like, oh, the Akatsuki. It's like, oh, yeah. Because that, to be honest, when I think of secret organizations, they are the first people that come to mind. The first, they're like the first one. However, I wouldn't pick them. Really?
Did you have any considerations before you tell us which one you did pick?
Yeah, so Akatsuki was one of consideration. Yeah. But I thought, I think I'd be a little bit more concerned with other ones. Because ultimately, the Akatsuki, there was a wider goal that, I'm using my knowledge of them and what they wanted to achieve. And I could see, like, me as like your average citizen, they could probably walk past me and I wouldn't be too worried about anything. Unless I had a tailed beast inside me. Then I'm going to be like, yo, I need to get the hell out of this country. But I wouldn't pick them. I had a few chuckles about Team Rocket. I was like, that'll be funny. I think I'll just laugh. Yeah, exactly. I'll just throw rubber fit back at them. That'll be fine. I'll be all right. I think the one in which, to be honest, if I'm real honest, the one that I almost picked, and I almost picked them because I thought they are generally a little bit concerning to me, was the homunculi from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were just cruel. Like, they would just kill you if they just wanted to kill you.
Yep.
So I thought that was a very, very close one. However, the one in which I thought I'd be a little bit more concerned about, even more so, were as the Phantom Troop.
Oh, yeah, from Hunter.
Yeah, from Hunter x Hunter. Because I remember the York New City arc and what they did to York New City. That was just wanton destruction. I remember the guy who can shoot out from his hands. You shoot bullets from his hands. He literally just went unloaded on just a load of people. Just innocent people. So I'm thinking, yeah. So I've heard that the Phantom Troop are coming for me. I think they would be the ones I'll be calling you up like, yeah, I need somewhere to hide right now. Like, I don't know. I'll grow my hair.
Send me a plane.
Anywhere. Let me go to the Amazon. I'll go to the Amazon. I'll become one of the locals. I'll change my... I need to go right now. What do I need to do? I'll change my hair. I'll get glasses. I'll do plastic surgery. Everything. Get me out of here. I think it'll be Phantom Troop. But I do have to say, it was very close between Phantom Troop and the homunculi from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. It was very close. And I'm still, even saying it out now, I'm still thinking, yeah, but Full Metal Alchemist, I think it's close. It's close between those two. It's really close between those two. The other like kind of criminal groups and scary groups, I'm not too worried about. Ain't too worried about. Like, well, I would be because they're all bad guys, but not compared to these guys. Like, for example, you look at the Demon Slayer.
Yep.
12 Demon Moons.
Yeah.
Really? No. I would not live in that world.
No, but we're not talking about that world. We're talking about them coming for you. Like, who? That's the question. It's not about what world you're in. It's who, if they said, I'm coming for you, they're coming for you, would you be like, I've got to go to Cuba, Guadalajara, Mexico, wherever. Like, you're in your house right now. They're coming. Their steps are coming, they're coming. I get you. The ones you've chosen are literally, like, savages. Like, homunculi.
I'm going to change my answer.
Okay.
Homunculi. I'm going to change my answer. Homunculi.
No, that's a good answer. I think just because homunculi, there was no rhyme and reason with them. Well, you know, especially with like the, what's it called, gluttony guy. There was no rhyme and reason. They just did what they wanted to. If I remember correctly, exactly. The gluttony No, that's good. So you mentioned Akatsuki. And for me, in terms of like Illuminati by nature and like evil organizations or deadly organizations, they're definitely one that come into mind. I just think it's the case where, you know, and I mentioned this in a Halloween episode, and if you haven't heard that, please do go back into that in terms of scary organizations. And for me, it's just that eerie music. I'm not doing it justice, but oh my goodness. I'm sure, like, guys, if you don't know, you go to the Halloween episode. Solo would probably just be listening to that as his normal music and sitting there in the dark, like, this is a great song. Whereas for me, man, that just terrifies me, man. It absolutely terrifies me. And I think it's a great song, but it's just like, just so ominous and eerie and, and can you imagine them just coming for you, all of them in a line formation, and they're just walking and you're just running. You know when those scary movies or those movies where the guy's running, he's hitting trash cans, he's running as fast as he can, the enemy's walking and he still can't get away. he looks like, what is going on? They're just walking, you're running, looking back, and you're just falling over things. Hitting trash cans and stuff, and they're just still, with equal distance despite your running. But that's how I kind of feel like they are. But I didn't choose them. I didn't choose them as the main ones, but they were definitely an honorable mention. And yeah, they still, that music is just, whoa. But I had quite a few in terms of like honorable mentions. So I had them. Now you're going to say, Ed, what are you talking about? But, and I guess it depends on who you are as a person and where you fit. But I thought the World Government is a deadly organization from One Piece.
You know what? I can see that. I can see that, but
they're not. Again, depending on where you're looking at from, they might not particularly be evil in your eyes, or
no. But they're definitely deadly. I don't see them as evil because I see them. I don't know how I see them. I see them corrupt? As similar. Thank you. There we go. Exactly.
Like them African.
Exactly. Yeah.
African governments.
I think they are corrupt government. I think that the world government in One Piece, they do very questionable things, and they do have slave labor, and they do support, you know, they have all these silly things that are just abhorrent. But then so do our government here. And I think the world government in One Piece is very reflective of the world government, of our government. Seriously, I genuinely think that. Like, there are some countries that have fairly, you know, very blessed lives, to put it one way.
Yeah.
As in the infrastructures. What I mean by that is like infrastructure and, you know, healthcare and stuff like that. And then there are other places where are just like, yeah, you don't care about this area, for example. So I see that. That's how I see the world government. So if someone told me that the world government are coming after me, my first question would be like, why? And just because my first question is why, they're not scary enough. Whereas if you told me the homunculi are coming for me, I'm not asking you why. I'm just asking you, okay, cool, I need to get out. I'm not asking you why. I'm just like, okay, cool. When? How long do I have before I die? Like, well, that's the only thing I'm asking. So the world government, you're right. It would be a concern, but I would be more interested in what do they want? Did they need my driving license? Or
no, that's fair enough. They wouldn't necessarily come and just like kill you or something like that.
They have the potential to. Don't get it twisted.
But they will probably, they probably wouldn't just. I mean, they're a scary organization. They're deadly, I'm sorry, organization. 100% deadly. But I think when we say deadly, you know, like, you know when the hyenas go, Mufasa, Mufasa. in Lion King. Mufasa. You know, it just spreads that fear. And then Scar is just like, and they're just laughing. Mufasa. But yeah, I think in terms of deadly, I think, you're right. While they are deadly, they're not necessarily going to, like, kill you or put you away from this planet unless they had a reason to. Whereas probably something like the homunculi will just do it because they wanted to, kind of thing. But no, yeah, I think, yeah, but I had them as an honorable consideration. I also had from One Piece CP9 as an honorable.
I don't care about them. They're just lackeys for someone else.
And then similar to you, so I had the Phantom Troop. I had homunculi. I also had the League of Villains from My Hero Academia.
Okay.
I think they're a deadly organization. Again, I think depending on where League of Villains goes in My Hero Academia, because they still seem They still seem
like
a bit
planning, a bit planning,
a bit amateurish. Like they're not like, oh my god, it's the League of Villains. I need to get out of here. Don't get me wrong. They're still, they're still deadly, and they're still doing like bad stuff in terms of like, you know, capturing people. I think if you'd said Overhaul was for me was a more kind of, his group was more kind of a, oh my gosh, deadly kind of group as relates to like someone who would strike fear in me just because of, you know, the way he would use his little, that little girl for his own agenda and stuff like that was just cruel and stuff like that. So his crew, but I think the League of Villains are still like you mentioned, in planning stages. I would, if they said they're coming, I'd be like, fair enough. I'm still eating my cereal. Yeah, they're still like deadly and stuff like that, but I don't think I would run for the hills, as it were. So that was another one. And then the Espada from Bleach.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, now there, you tell me they're coming for you. I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
Okay, I can understand why you would say that. I can understand. Because you've basically got the undead. You've got undead. Yes. You've got the undead demons coming for you, basically. They're basically demons. Hold on.
Literally, you said the Espadas. I'm with you on that next flight to Guadalajara. Change my name to Chico or something like that. So I don't know, but okay. I am out. Like, those guys, yeah, I am. You're dead. That's it. There's nothing you can do. There is nothing you can do. For me, that's a deadly organization. So that was the one I chose. There was other consideration, like Freezer Force. Freezer Force would be another one. You know what? Freezer Force is deadly, but it's Freezer who's the main concern. The other people are just lackeys and just...
Well, like Jace. Like,
Genyu Force. They're just lackeys. Freezer himself is like... If Freezer alone was coming for me, I'm gone. Because Freezer gives no F's. Like, he would just kill you.
Okay,
he kills planets. He destroys planets.
Yeah.
So if you said Freezer's coming, like, if they announced on the news right now that Freezer is heading to the planet Earth, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's it. You might as well start saying your prayers, because the Earth is done.
I'm finding the hyperbolic time chamber and training.
What do you mean you're finding a hyperbolic? That's still part of the Earth.
I was training. I'll train. Yeah, I'll train up, man.
Oh, fair enough. But yeah, that and I think that it was between them two. Like, it was between Espada or Freezer himself, because Freezer doesn't even need to come to the Earth. He doesn't even need to step on it. All he just does is put his finger up.
That makes sense. But
does an energy beam and then boom.
The thing is that there are more. But if you said, which villain would just scare you if they were coming for you? I can give you single villains.
Yes,
rather than
organizations. That's
organizations.
True. That's true. I'll go over the Espada then. I'll go over the Espada. I had the Ten Commandments as well, but
you love that show, don't you? You love that show.
But I think I also had the Aguri tree from. What's that show again? Tokyo Ghoul. But I think I'll go for the Espada. They're just too crazy in terms of who they are as an organization. So we talked about the organization solo, talked about scaring you. You've had your Mufasa moment, as it were. Why they're so deadly and stuff. Which organization would you like to see go head to head? A battle of wits, you know, cunningness and power. Of the ones you've chosen, of course. It could
Which
be the homunculi.
Which ones do I want to see go head to head?
Yeah, like if they were in a battle. Or if they were like two rival gangs kind of thing. Maybe that doesn't necessarily have to be like individually fighting, but if you like to see, for instance, you know, we have the Mafia, we have the, what else do we have? I can't remember, but no, maybe that's not the best. But we have like different organizations who are trying to obviously, are territorial. If you had two organizations, mm-hmm. such as the Homunculi, and which one was the other one you said? The Phantom Troop, Are those the two you'd like to see go head to head, or is there any other?
It's strange because I'm not interested in seeing them go head to head because I don't think that would be a fair fight.
It's not a question, man. It's not a question.
I think
it's not about fighting. It's just more about organization. Okay, it's about fighting, but it's just more about who do you think if they were both in London, who do you think would be strike more fear? You know, remember when you were in college or in secondary school? Well, basically, when I was a kid in secondary school, there would be certain places that people wouldn't go just because it was like, oh my gosh, you don't want to go to Angel Town in Brixton because, you know, or you don't want to go here because, like, there's organizations there that, or there's gangs there that are just so terrifying. So if you were in, like, bang middle of London and you had, I don't know, the homunculi on one side and then the Phantom Troop, who would be the more scary to you? Which organization would you be like, you know what, I'll rather my chances over the homunculi or I'll rather my chances over the Phantom Troop?
So, okay, this is what I said, I can't compare them for this one reason.
Sure.
The Phantom Troop would own a part of London. The homunculi would own the country.
Fair enough. So then you're more scared of the homunculi then?
Well, that's the thing. It depends on a day-to-day level. Phantom Troop, but remember, homunculi, their leader was leading that whole kingdom, right?
Mm-mm.
So I don't think the homunculi would be interested in, like, they wouldn't care about parts of London.
Yeah,
they would go wherever they wanted to. So that's what I said, it's difficult, because for me, if they're like, okay, let's just answer your question. The homunculi. If the homunculi were all in one place, I would veer away from that place. I could catch jokes with some of the Phantom Troop guys. we could have a bit of fun. I might be able to twang my way out of a couple of close calls with the Phantom Troop.
Yeah.
I can't do that with the homunculi. They ain't laughing with me. The Phantom Troop, yeah, maybe I can, impress them with my Pokemon stories. And they say, I like this guy. You survive for today. That's it.
You survive for today. You know?
But homunculi, no. That gluttony guy, he might just look at me and say, I'm eating you now. So, yeah.
That's fair enough. I would like to see the... to Ten Commandments and the Espada go against each other. I think that would be interesting because I think they're both similar in terms of they wouldn't take a certain territory or certain part. They would both try and take the country, as it were,
mm-hmm.
As organizations. So it would be interesting to see who power-wise could take the actual country, if we're talking about the UK or England, as it were.
Mm.
It would be interesting. I think it's difficult. I think Espada probably would take it, I think. But that would be an interesting one.
It'll be a good one, actually. I want to make a special mention because you said if it was a single person, it would be Frieza.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said something that just triggered my mind. You said, oh, but the other one that it was special mention for was the, did you say Algiri-tree from Tokyo Ghoul?
Algiri-tree, yeah.
Algiri-tree, is that the right way? Yeah, Algiri-tree.
Yeah.
There's one person from Tokyo Ghoul who would scare the living...
I know who exactly you're talking about.
Go on then.
I know Jason.
Yeah.
That's the guy that,
what's his name? He captured Kaneki.
Yeah. Oh God.
What if he? If you told me he was coming, I'm out.
First introduction was mad in itself.
I'm out because he will torture you before he kills you.
Oh, he literally changed Kanagiri, or Kaneki. I can't even say his name. Kaneki for the worse. And Justin, the guy made his hair change white. Oh my God, the fingers as well. The click. Oh mate, when I saw that, I was like I said, Tokyo Ghoul wasn't scary, but that part was just insane. Oh, the fingernails and yeah, you're right actually. Yeah, but
if you think about it, there's loads of characters. If you say single characters, there's loads of single characters.
Maybe we should
characters.
Do that on another episode. Yeah.
There's a single character. Who are you gonna run away from? There's loads. There's so many characters.
Yeah, but that Jason guy, yeah, that's a good shout. I was just thinking, like, who would be more scary, him or Frieza?
Oh, we talk. Well, that's the thing, though.
I think the thing is, Frieza wouldn't torture you as much as he would. He's just psychotic.
Sorry to jump in, but Frieza's less. You have to put your knowledge of Frieza aside and your knowledge of Jason. You have to put them to one side, because you might feel like, oh, I don't care about Frieza because he's been killed so many times by the Z Warriors. But he's also an alien. And if an alien, a short 5-foot alien, was standing in front of you with pink horns, with horns and his pink skin, like, you'd be like, I'm pretty sure this ain't normal. Pretty sure this ain't normal.
Yeah, I mean, Frieza has more destructive power, as it were.
But yeah, you're right. He's not going to torture you. You'll just disintegrate.
Frieza will just destroy. He wouldn't put you. He would just put you out of your misery. I think I'd rather Frieza than this Jason. Jason would just literally, when you're about to die, he would probably just
he'll give you a sense of being.
He'll give you a sense of being.
He'll give you a sense of being.
You're like, I'm not done with you just yet.
Exactly.
Because that's what Simly did to Kaneki, isn't it, right? Because or Kaneki, just because, you know, he had immense recovery abilities, and he basically made him recover and did the whole thing over again, which was just so cruel. So cruel. But yeah, you're right about that. In terms of organizations you would join, then, who would you join? I know you mentioned Phantom Troop, you could have a laugh with them, but is there anyone that you would join? And the reason why, when you're thinking about this, think in a sense where, because for instance, I wouldn't join Frieza's organization just because he's prone to just kill his subjects.
Okay.
So when I was thinking about this, I was like, yeah, maybe not him. So I was thinking, probably an organization, because there's some organizations that are deadly, but they have a mission. So as you mentioned, Akatsuki, like, if you haven't got a Jinchuuki in you, they're probably not going to touch you. They'll just probably move, walk past you. So I would probably join an organization like that, maybe the world government.
But okay, so you're gonna join an organization who'll target children who have beasts inside them.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe. Children they target? I thought they target adults as well.
Well, no, okay, not just kids. You're right. It's not just children, just because the show was children. But they target individuals that have, which are mostly children.
Okay, fine. I won't
inside them. The Jinchurikis that have bijus inside of them. Is it bijus? Well, anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
They have tail beasts inside them. Rip them out their body and then leave their body for dead.
Join
the world government. Go and join the world government.
Oh, join the world government.
You'll be less scarred that way.
Yeah, world government probably is the one I would choose, actually.
I'll choose the world government for that exact reason. I'll choose that one. If I want to do bad stuff, you do bad stuff. If you want to be a good guy, you could be a very good guy. You could be a good guy. You could be like Smoker in the world government. You could be a good guy. Or Kobe, a good guy in a bad organization, trying to change it for the better. Because every other criminal / evil organization that we've picked, any one of them, you're going to come out of that a different person. You're coming out that scarred. You can't just be like, hey guys, can I join you along for the ride? And they're like, okay, yeah, we need to go and destroy this whole village, kill all the women and children first. Here you go. Off you go. Here's a knife. Nah. Let me join the world government. I could be friends with some pirates.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but the world government also do some questionable things. I think it's just more the less. I think the thing of the world government, you're doing questionable things, but you're not really seeing the damage. Whereas if you're in other organizations, you're doing and seeing the damage. Like, your world government, you can say, go and destroy the island. You're not doing it. So it's not really as. It doesn't really connect with you as in the person who's actually doing it.
Keep in mind, we forget about One Piece is that the large percentage of pirates are not good guys.
Oh yeah, of course.
They're not 100%. Good guys. It just so happens 100%. That the pirates that we are introduced to don't care as much about the pirate, the Straw Hats, for example. They're good guys. They don't care about, you know,
killing people. Are they good guys, though?
They don't care about killing people. It's not like kids, like you're full of your favorite characters.
Yeah.
Who his bounty is so high because he's literally crucified people. Like, that's a different ball game. Crucifying people and Soccer King are very two different things.
But you know what? You mentioned that. I was surprised you didn't mention any pirate groups in terms of deadly organizations.
Nah, because there's none that, again, there's again, like, what pirate crew, like, for example, let's take One Piece. What pirate crew have you seen that would strike the same level of fear as in terms of the homunculi?
We haven't.
They're, okay, of course, the scary people and stuff like that, but there isn't one that'll be like, oh wow, scary.
So you're saying if you saw the Arlong crew coming, you'd be like, nah.
Again, I'll be like, why? Why do they want me? Like, what's...
No, I think you're right. I think there's levels if in terms of
if
deadliest.
If their name causes you to very quickly... Because, look, any bad guy coming after you, you're going to be like, get me out of here, realistically. Yeah. But if for any reason there is a question in you of why, before you say, let's run, then that's why I don't put them first. So if you, even for a split second, like, why? They're not, they don't scare you enough. Whereas the homunculi, you told me,
before you even get to Kulai. I'm sorry, before you get into Kulai, Solo's bags are,
have you seen that meme of, what you call it, of LeBron James picking up, he's wearing like a
suit. Oh, yeah, his briefcase with his shorts.
And he just picks up his bag.
And it just walks,
as soon as you say, come on, that's it, I'm out. I put my glasses on and I'm walking out. I'm not asking you why do they want me. I'm not asking that. What kind of a question is that? I'm not asking that. But if it's a pirate crew that we've seen so far, I would be like, why? And if it could, I would still run. But if I say why,
then it's not scary or deadly enough for you. I hear that. That's a good way to put it. I think same with the Espada. If I hear that, I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. SP, you just jumped out a window.
Just jump out the window. Oh god. Oh man, no, that's good. Guys, listeners, which deadly organizations? I'm sure we've missed out loads. There's so many animes out there. Which deadly organization have we missed out? Who strikes fear into you if you heard their name? I think Solo said it best. You're not asking why, you just hear the name and you are sweating bullets. You are out of there. Wherever you're listening to this, where you're in the Philippines, because I know we've got our Philippines, we've got people in India, we've got people in obviously the US, we've got people in Canada, wherever you are listening to this, if someone said X is coming or X group is coming, i.e. Espada or Homunculi, who would your ex be? Who would your group be? And let us know, superanimepodcast.com/contact. I'd be interested to hear which group you find would be deadliest and strike fear into you. Thanks very much for listening. Appreciate it. Oh, Solo, by the way, the homunculi are coming. What? Solo? Solo? I think he's gone, guys. Hey, Super Family. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. It takes less than 30 seconds. Doing so will allow us to grow the show and encourage us to keep putting out more content. In case you're wondering how to subscribe, rate, and review the show, just go to ratethispodcast.com/superanimepodcast. That's super with 3 U's. We will also leave a link to it in the show notes for you to go to as a simple way to subscribe, rate, and review the show. We love your reviews, so please keep them coming and we will read them out in future episodes. Please do share this podcast with anyone you feel will enjoy the show. Finally, to keep the conversation going, we're super keen to hear your thoughts, questions, and opinions on the show's discussion points. To get in contact with us, you can either leave a voice note via the mic on our website, superanimepodcast.com, that's super with 3 U's, or you can write a note via the contact section, superanimepodcast.com/contact. It's also in the show notes as well. Along with your email, please leave your name and location from where you're listening from, and we will be sure to shout you out and include some of your thoughts in the next and upcoming episodes. Have a great day wherever you are, and bye for now.